Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tof Kuf Aleph, which deals with burning firewood and using firewood on Yontif. And we had begun in Sif Aleph yesterday. We had read that you're not allowed to go and chop wood from a utensil that broke on Yontif, even if it was a type of utensil that was already a chair, let's say, that looked like it was going to break beforehand. And we pick up in the middle of the top line of the Mechaber Kuf Yud Dalet Omid Aleph. However, avol nishbar meir of yontif, if the chair actually broke before yontif started, so then imiyav shol asika below bikua, if you're not able to just toss it into the fire, but you have to chop it up into pieces that will fit into the fire, then mevakim mimeno chatichos gedolz, you're allowed to go and chop from it large pieces of wood. However, you shouldn't chop in the normal way. Below yivaka, the mechaber tells us, don't chop lo bekardim, not with an axe, lo bemago, some sort of a scythe, lo memegera, some sort of a plane. Again, all these words, we're not exactly sure what these implements are. Ela bekupitz, you should use a cleaver. Similar, the Ramah says, pirish, sakin shokatsav, this is what the butchers use. V'yesh osim bo shnei roshim, it has two heads to it. Domik tzas lekardim, it's a little bit like an axe. He brings down the name of Rashi. And you should use, specifically, bitzad hakotzer shelo, you should use the shorter side of it, avalo bitzad harochav, not the wider side of this kupitz, of this meat cleaver. You're allowed to use this to chop the wood. Now, there's a lot that we said over here. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel. He says, Rotsu Lomar, when the Mechaber said this, if it broke before Yontif, it means Dino Kistam Meitzim, Omdin Lesokus. Since it broke before Yontif, it's no longer a kli. It's not Muktzu Machmas Chisor and Kis. It's not an expensive thing. And therefore, you're allowed to go and break it up into component pieces and use it as firewood. However, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet says, Apol Gav Dimachshirin, Shev Shalatsos Meir Yontifu, even though it was broken before Yontif, why didn't you chop it up into these pieces before Yontif? Kivan di'efsha le'efos u'levasha u'leweitzim, since you need wood in order to go cook and bake, also kidichas melech shemutra de'shinoi. Therefore, the rabbis permitted you to do this, even though you could have done it before Yontif. They let you do it on Yontif, just like they let you go and chop up salt, which, as long as you're doing it with a shinoi, you can chop on Yontif, and therefore they let you chop this wood in some sort of a shinoi dik away as well. The gamzelo itiru el bechatichos gedolos, and here they still only permitted it with a shinoi to make it into large pieces. The lav malachi elu uvdu dechol. It's not really a malacha; it just looks like it's weekday work that you're doing, and therefore they let you do this over here. Avalo bechatichos kans, but to really chop it up into fine little pieces, that they didn't allow you to do. The yeshbo b'shul chashash tochen. That already looks a little bit like tochen, and the naladu tchina on yontif even for ochel nefesh that you should have done beforehand. Dirshu foot number 6 brings down. You're not allowed to cut it up into really tiny little pieces. That you're not allowed to do. But to chop it up into smaller pieces, that you are allowed to do. And that's what's written in Shulchan Aruch Harav. To really chop it up into small little fine pieces, that's not allowed. However, but you can chop it up into normal sized smaller pieces that it's normal to do. Since you were given permission to chop it up, you can go and chop it up in the normal way. You're not be so careful to chop it up into the size of the logs. What do you chop it up into? Not very small pieces, and you're okay. And you should make it with a shinoi. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey says use the kupitz. This is like the meat cleaver. Can they lasso shinoi? Because that's the normal way you chop the wood up. So therefore, do it in this way, and that's the shinoi. Sif Katan Vav, but don't use the wide side of the cleaver. Mipnei Shu Kardam. That looks too much like an axe, and an axe is the normal way to do it. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, V'yesh misha osu afilu bekupitz. There is an opinion that says even the kupitz, even the meat cleaver is not allowed. Lefisha ain't on a bakiyim mahu, because we really don't know enough about this type of an implement. Floyitira elabasakin, and therefore it comes too close to maybe being like the real thing, and it's not a shina, and therefore it says you should use a knife. And the Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot and Zayin, olushabar biyat, or you can break it in your hands, that's also acceptable and fine. Now the Shari Truv and the Berei Tev have a couple of additional points over here, but the Mishnah Berurah is actually going to pick them up in the next Siv, so we'll catch it over there. I'll point out the things that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. When we get to the next Sif, I'll come back to these Shari Tshuvas over here in Os Aleph and the Ber Hetev Os Aleph as well. But let's read now Sif Beis. Eitzim Gedolim Kitzas. If you have larger pieces of wood, Urin Lasaka Bilabikua, and you could throw them into the fire, they don't need to be chopped up further. Lo Yivaka Klav, then you're not allowed to chop them up any further. And he says, Vafilu Lasharbim Biyad Yesh Misha Oser. And he says, to even go and break it with your hands, since it's unnecessary to do so, there are those that prohibit this. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains the Sif Katan Ches. Rosh Lomar, what the Machaber is telling us over here is Lo mi boyo levakun chatichos dakos ma'od diyesh bezeh chashash tochet. Not only are you, of course, not allowed to chop them into little pieces where there's a concern that it's tchina, ella afilu lasos en chatichos she'enan dakos, even to chop it up into pieces that wouldn't be a concern of tochein, gam kein also. You're still not allowed to do that if you could throw these larger pieces right into the fire. Kimi she'ochel levashel kdei roso below bikua, since you could throw these pieces of wood into the fire without chopping them up. It's an unnecessary tircha on yontif, shalol etzorech, unnecessary v'asur, and therefore it's forbidden. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, and in those tests you can see this from the Marshal, which the Ber Hetev says is the Yam Shel Shlomo, that's the Marshal, and that's the source of this din. V'medaktikin, those that are very careful and zealous in their performance of mitzvos, no'agim lizor af b'chol hamoid, there are those that won't even do this, preparing the firewood at Chol HaMoed, and they try to make sure that they have all the firewood necessary, even for Chol HaMoed, prepared before Yontif starts. Why? Because these pieces could be thrown into the fire without chopping them up at all, and therefore, if you want to chop them up before Yontif. Don't even do this on Chol HaMoed. And he says, "Af levakeh b'chol hamoed eitzim gedolo she'ev shol levasho bam kemoshein." And he says, even the on chol hamoed, the larger pieces of wood that you can't cook with them, kim she'ev shol hachin kol them yontif. These medaktikim said, "Well, I could do it on erev yontif. Yesh lachem kol them yontif. Therefore, it's better to do it on erev yontif and not to do it on yontif." The issue, footnote number 7, brings down. However, in regards to other types of ochel nefesh, for example, to build a tanur, to build an oven, or a kiraim, another type of oven, vasiya sasakun, or to sharpen the knife, make the knife, so then it's brought down. Also, lasos b'chol hamoed. There we said you shouldn't do it on chol hamoed if you could have done it before yontif. But he says, b'kias eitzim is nechshav tzorech ochel nefesh yoser mistam achshir ochel nefesh. The wood is different than these other things, and it's closer to the actual ochel nefesh, and therefore it's allowed to be done. Again, the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, im lo shelo hayo lo mikodem. Obviously, if you didn't have this wood available to you on Erev Yontif, then of course you can do it on Chol HaMoed as well. The Erev Shifut number 8 brings down, ulinyam bikiwa eitzim biyat, and what about breaking it just with your hands? So the Taz brings down, as well as the Shulchan Aruch Harav, shein lahachmer klal. He says you don't have to be machmer at all for this. This is totally different. Nobody does it on the weekdays with their hands, so if you do it on your hands over here, it's perfectly acceptable. Then he brings down, Ochein, the Mishmur continues, b'mokum shetimei eitzim yikarim, where the wood is very expensive. And if you have to throw in the entire log without breaking it, the heavy hefsid, the davar avud, im yivarim kmo shein, you only need a half a log. And if you throw in the whole log, A, you're losing a lot of money, and you don't need it. So then, mutu lachtoch osam lechatichos dakos. Then you would, on yontif, be allowed to go chop it up into smaller pieces. Again, chopping it in a way that is done with a shinui. Now, I said we get back to the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva brings down from the Mor Uktsia, says, af biyontif, im tzorech lemar bishul kderoso. If you need to somehow make it burn faster by throwing in a lot of these little twigs, rashay levakeh gam dakos katsas, then you can even chop it up a little bit. That would be allowed, but you should be careful. Raki zor, shlo yu dakos mot. Don't chop it up too much. Likewise, he is, gam lo yivakav yinich lefona v'yasa tibur. Don't pile it up. Don't chop it up and then pile it up. Ella, every time you need a little bit, go and do a little bit right then and there. Then we do the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and test. He says, the kivan shiru'uyim la'soka below shira. This was in regards to the machmirim that said, don't even break it with your hands. So they would say the reason you shouldn't do this is because it's royal la'soka. It's able to be burned without breaking it. And therefore, havalei b'zeh gamgin tircha shalol tzorach. And therefore, they say even breaking with your hands is an unnecessary tircha, and therefore you shouldn't do it. However, he brings down Sivkot and Yud, the Kain Iskimu Kam Achronim, that this is the opinion of most of the Achronim. He brings down in the Sharetzion Oshud Beis the various Achronim that agree with this. And even though the Marshal is Meikal, he says that one should be Machmir like this opinion. Kain Iskimu Kam Achronim. Sif Kimmel, the Mechaber writes, Ein Mevim Eitzim and Asoda. You're not allowed to go and bring in wood from the field. Even if you're prepared for Yontif, you're not allowed to do this. The Mishmur explains as if cutting your Aleph. So even if it was prepared before Yontif starts, you're not allowed to go bring it in from the field on Yontif. Why? The time Efshar. Maybe the reason is, as an aside, he brings down in Os Yudali in the Shaar Tzion that, why does he say Taima Efshar over here? Because he says all of the reasons that we're going to bring down, there's problems with all of them. He writes in Os Yudali, this Efshar, Mishum de Kola Tamish Nemu Balochazu, Enom Yushovim Kokach, Bidiri Rambam, Shame Diviri Machaber. They really don't all fit in well into the words of the Rambam, which is the source of this din in the Machaber. Ayin in the rest of this Shara Tzion for the details as to this, but we'll just run the Mishnah Berurah right now. The time of Efshar, maybe the reason why you can't bring it in from the field, even if it was collected before Yontif, Mishum Dehadei Uvda Dechol, because it's a weekday-like activity. Leilech Losod, to go out to the field, and all the Eitzel and Vesel. So even if they're prepared beforehand, people are going to say, hey, what's he doing? He's going and collecting wood. That you shouldn't do. Others bring down the Yesh Mefarshim, Mishum Dehmichlaf Bimufuzar, because it could be mistaken for collecting them. Umufuzar also. And you're not allowed to go collect the wood, Mishum de Merse, Kima Gadev, Litzorach Mocher, Vevikima Amer, because it looks like you're collecting a large amount of here and you're going to use it for after Yontif, and that's the Isser of Ma'amer, of gathering, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos Yontif. Again, we have in the Gemara in Shabbos in the Daf Yomi, not too recently, we talked about the sin of the Mekoshesh. What sin did he do? So one of the opinions was that he was Ma'amer, that he collected, gathered the wood. Based upon this reasoning, the Mishnah writes, you wouldn't be allowed to collect it even from Rishus HaYochid, never mind that from the field, as we're about to now explain in the Mechaber. And Mechaber continues and he writes, but you are allowed to go collect from the field that's in front of you. And the Ramah adds, who came from your yard that's in front of you, but you should go and burn it over there. In other words, go cook it over there. Use the firewood over there rather than bringing it into the house. And Shabur explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, you should bring it near to the place where you're going to go cook with it. That's what you should do. The low heavy over the chol, because that's not over the chol. The gam l'tamasheni, and even according to the second reason that we brought down, the michlap b'mefuzar, gam kinshari, it would also be permissible to do it right there in the field. Because the fact that you're using your cooking right there, it's clear that you're not collecting it for tomorrow. So for both of these reasons, in the Sodei Shulafanav, you're allowed to go cook with it right over there. Then he brings down the das marshal v'habach u'sharach ronim lesser legabi basoda afil bofenzo. They're all machmir. The marshal, the bach, and others are all machmir to not allow you to collect it even from the sodish shalafano. Why? The mechse kimagabe bimkomo gidulo kimishu basoda. Because it looks like you're gathering it in the place where it grows, which is the field, and that would be again the chayev mishu ma'amir. That's not allowed because of the iser daraisa when the av malachos being ma'amir, gathering the wood. But lokech milafanov, you can go and take it from your chotzer that's right in front of you. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotzalomer afilu b'chotzer megadev rak mishalafanov." Even in your yard, you're only allowed to go and collect it right there, rak mishalafanov letzorch bishul k'derosu achshav for the purpose of cooking with it right now. But to go and collect it, avolagavi mikol chotzer laniach osur, to go collect it even from your yard and go put it on the side, that you're not allowed to do. And he says, "Vein chiluk bein kesamim ketanim l'gdolim." It doesn't make a difference whether you're collecting small little twigs or larger pieces of wood. Mechaber continues and says, "Umeviin mehamichu nosin shebrishus hayochid." You're allowed to go bring from wood that is collected in your rishus hayochid, and this is true. Afilu ha'isam mukefes shelo shem dira. Even if this area was originally surrounded with a wall, not l'shem dira. This is a whole separate din of mukaf l'shem dira. Remember, we learned this in Hilchos Erevin. That if you have a karpa, if you have a large area, so if it's less than a base sasayim and it's enclosed, you can carry within it. But if it's more than a base sasayim, unless it was mukaf l'shem dira, you're not allowed to go and carry within it. So here he's telling us, even if this enclosed area was not enclosed l'shem dira, on yontif is not a problem of carrying, so you're allowed to go bring it in as long as it's enclosed. However, he adds the caveat, uvavad shiyabo miskeris. It has to have a lock on this area. And another characteristic it must have, the siyah besoch trum Shabbos. It must be not outside the trum Shabbos. So you need to have all of these conditions. If you're even missing one of these preconditions, harehein muktza, then it has the status of muktza. We'll explain why in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says it has to have a lock on it. It has to have a miskeres, sivkot nyudalid. The kishain lo miskeres, if it doesn't have a lock on it, because if it doesn't have a lock on it, so even though it was collected before Yontif, but it looks like it's from the field, because your yard that isn't locked, this area that isn't locked, so therefore it is considered like the sod. Sivkot and Tezvav, it must be within the Tchum Shabbos, umashma dafilu besomach lir, nami tzoch beskeres. This implies that it needs the lock, even if it's near the city. However, many poskim disagree with this. Harbi poskim chokum azeh, they're more meko than the mechaber. Ulididhu, according to these poskim, as long as you're within the city limits, which is defined as 70 2/3 amah, So that is called the city limits. Lo ba'ina miskeret. Then you don't need to have it locked. As long as it's enclosed, that's fine. The hecha ba'ina miskeret, where do you need a lock on it to qualify this din? Mishivim amav eila, from the 70 and 2/3 amma and beyond, ad toch hatchum. As long as you don't go beyond the tchum, shu apayim amma. And this he brings down from the achronim, the chen alocha. One can take this more makel opinion over here. Sivkon tezayin, achim kolelu. If you're missing any one of these, that it's enclosed, doesn't have a lock, or it's outside the tchum, you can't go use it. Dahainu shloyu mechunas, it wasn't gathered in, o shechos miskeres, didn't have a lock, o it's chutz l'tchum. Missing any one of these means it's no good. Harei hein muktza, sivkot nyud zayin, lefi hatamin shekosavnu le'el, the reasons that we gave before, either they have the uvda g'chol, either it is looking like it's a weekday activity, o mishum chashash imu, or because it looks like you're gathering it. So that's why it's muktza, because you'd be over one of these two problems. Now, din zehu l'kuliyama, everybody agrees to this din. What do I mean by that? So the Mishnah is telling us that we have a famous machlokas, is the muktzah on yontif or not. So he says, afilu l'haposkim the matirim muktzah be yontif b'yama. Even those poskim that don't hold for muktzah on yontif. In this situation, bazeh, asu chachamim dovezel muktzah. They made this into a muktzah. It's interesting, a muktzah really means a wood pile. So they made this into a muktzah. Now, this is true. He says, even if you hold that there's no problem of muktzah on yontif, this type of a situation, the wood that was in an area that wasn't surrounded, it didn't have a lock on it, and it was outside the tchum, it's not allowed to be collected if it has any one of these deficiencies. But then he brings down the Eishma Forshim Halacha Zukim Shuto. Others say it's very partial halacha. It's a din of muktzah. The Imchiser Echo Miatron Malalu, if you left out any one of these preconditions, so the Mistama Asachtai Teminayu, you had no intention of using it on Yontif. Milish Tamute be Yontif. You put it out of your mind for Yontif, for Havilah Muktzah. And this is the classical definition of real muktzah. And therefore, if you hold this muktzah on yontif, then it's a problem. But according to this second understanding, ulufi zeh l'man d'shari muktzah b'yontif, mutagam zeh. According to the opinion, says there is no muktzah on yontif, so then this would be permissible as well, because it's only a problem of muktzah, and there is no muktzah on yontif. And therefore, this opinion, the second opinion, would say it's not going to be also if you hold like the opinion says no muktzah on yontif. How do we paskin? The Mishbur says we should paskin like the more stringent first opinion, uladina nocho lahachmer, and that whether you hold muktzah or not in yontif, you shouldn't use this type of wood if you didn't meet all of these preconditions. With this, we conclude today's shiur.